Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400. That's Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. We also stream on the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. If all of that sounds like National Public Radio, well, then you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, that's 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. No, we're not going to be talking about weddings. We're going to be talking about changing the way we do things while clinging to comfortable things in our past. My first guest has expanded on something that many of us do on a regular basis, that is, entertain. But she's moved it into the 21st century. She's created an app for the iPhone and for the iPod that helps manage planning entertainment. Things like invites, ordering the food, the drinks, and all of that sort of stuff. We're going to talk to her today not only about her application, but also how she's moved into the software business. Lisa Rivera Salta was born in the Bronx, New York, but she now lives in Norwalk, Connecticut with her husband and her two sons. She has an MBA in international business from Pace University. She has a Bachelor of Science in Finance from Fordham University. She's worked for Fortune 50 companies, management consulting firms, as well as nonprofit organizations. She's active in her community, and she values her family and her friends above everything else. Currently, she's working as an executive and chief financial officer for her husband's company, which is a record label, Persist Music. She's the owner and creator of Liza's Simple Soiree Party Planner. It's an iPhone app and stationery. Welcome to the show, Liza. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Bill.
Oh, so glad to have you on the show. Now, I've got to ask you right off the bat, how did you come up with the idea of Liza's Simple Soiree Planner?
Well, Bill, like many of us, we're juggling so much today. You juggle family life, your career, your social life. So organization is really key. I happen to entertain a lot, business as well as in my private life. So I always used an organizational tool that just helped me keep track of all the details and make things go smoother. And it was really good time management. And that actually became the inspiration for my iPhone app, as well as stationery that we sell as well.
Okay, all right. So this was born out of your experience, and you just sort of translated it into the digital world. So tell us, Liza, how does the application work, and what does it offer?
The application is really true to its name. It's simple to use. The interface is menu-driven. You pretty much tap on the screen, and if you want to help plan anything that's on your calendar, you plan the date, you bring in contacts from your contact list, or you can input other names, whoever would be your potential guests. You keep track of your menu, your to-do list. One of the great features of our app is that you can actually send invites out to all your guests and also receive the RSVPs right back onto your iPod Touch or your iPhone. So it's super easy to use. The other really great feature is that we offer the capability to email all the information or export or email it from your iPhone to your, you know, to your laptop, and there you can even print lists if you want to. But it's all on the go. but it also has that extra functionality where you can export the information if you wanted to.
Well, I think that that's great. And one of the things that impressed me about your app, Liza, was the fact that you could export or even print out the information. So if, for instance, you're sending your husband to the liquor store to buy liquor for a party, you simply email him the list of liquor. He's got it there on his phone while he's at the store. He buys what you need, and it's done. I thought that was very clever. Now, Liza, there are lots of party planning apps that are out there for the iPhone. You know, what makes yours unique? What makes yours special?
I think what's great is that not only is ours super easy to use, I don't know that any of the others offer the same robust functionality. I don't know. In fact, I know they don't offer the invite feature, which I think is really neat, because if you're at the store and there's a change in headcount, and we also just did a recent upgrade where the headcount is identifies adults versus kids, which is kind of neat too and helpful. But, I mean, ours is easy to use. You can send invites out. You can export all the data, like I mentioned. It's really robust, but it's super simple to use. So I think that's where we really stand apart from all of the other party planning apps that are out there.
Ah, great. We're talking to Liza Salter, everybody. She's a creator of an iPhone app for party planning. It's Liza's Simple Soiree Party Planner. A lot of my listeners, Liza, are interested in the ideas of creating an iPhone application. In fact, that's one of the reasons I brought you on the show. And they're wondering, how do you get into the app business? So tell us a little bit about bringing an app to market. How do you start?
The biggest thing I would say is to do some research. You really have to know what the competition is out there, what apps exist around or similar to what your idea is. Once you kind of have a handle on what's out there and how you would sort of make yours different, the next thing is I would create what I call a specifications document. This is something that outlines all the facets that you would use for your project planning when you want to actually have the app developed.
Mm-hmm.
So it has, how is it going to look? How do the screens look? What functions do you want? And that's really key, to take the time up front to have that research done and then have a really good plan. It's sort of your blueprint. I think that's the best advice I can give you. The next thing, in our particular case, we chose not to write the code ourselves. We did a lot of research again, and hired a developer who was proven to have written specific apps for the iPhone and the iPod Touch that were approved. You know, there's a review process. They were, approved by Apple. So that's another key thing. Even though you might have, you might be technically savvy and want to write it yourself, you have to decide where your time is best spent. For us, I wanted to manage the project. I wanted to have sort of control over what the end result was going to be, but I didn't feel the need to write the code. So we hired people that had proven track record of having it approved by Apple.
Okay, and I like that. I think that that's sound. But I want to go back to something that you said earlier. When you're creating the specifications list for the document, what if somebody doesn't have a history of doing that, especially knowing what they want the screens to look like? How would you advise them to kind of get some training on how to create a specs document?
Yeah, I think the best thing would be to actually look at a lot of apps. I mean, the market is saturated right now, so you want to create something that's really high quality. It's going to offer something that the consumer is going to want to buy. So the best thing is to get out there. There's many apps that are little to no cost. There's plenty of them that are free. We even offer a light version that's a one-time use. Get out there. Take a look at the apps that are out there. Sort of get familiar with how they look, how they function, where certain buttons are. The more you research and take a look and get comfortable with it, the more you can sort of brainstorm in your head, okay, these are the features I like, this is too cumbersome, and you can start to map out. You start to see how they look, what particular areas that you like and you don't like. Sort of like even when you're creating a website, you have to look at a lot of websites to figure out what features work for you, what kind of look do you want, what kind of functionality you want. So I think if someone has never done something like that, there's plenty of project plans and blueprints on the web that you can sort of get a mock model. But what you really want to do is get familiar with apps so that you know exactly the content that you're going to put in there.
It makes sense. We're talking to Liza Salta, everybody. She's the creator of Liza's Simple Soiree Party Planner. And now I want to get to the business side of things. You know, what is the biggest challenge when you're bringing an app to market, Liza? How much money did you need to get started? Did you budget for it? What's the profit potential? Let's break that down for our listeners.
Sure. The biggest challenge, and not to repeat myself, is that since the market is somewhat saturated, you need to find out, how is your app going to sell? How is it going to stand out from all the competition? So I think making an app that's, you know, the best quality that you can for the time and money that you're going to invest is really key. So the biggest challenge is, okay, you can have a great idea, but how does it stack up? How is it going to stand out? Are you going to sell these? Because really, the profit is based on volume. The majority of apps are under $5. Ours happens to sell for $199.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a volume-based business. So, and as far as, you know, the cost, it really ranges. If you're going to hire a developer, developers' costs are $100 an hour on up, depending on who you choose. Are you going to project manage, or are you going to hire a project manager? Website, you need to set that up. So I'd say, you know, the entire project, you know, can run the gamut. It could start at $15,000 to $20,000 on up, depending on how much you do yourself, how much you hire out, who you hire, and things like that.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you an indiscreet question. How much did you put into the business when you were starting it up?
You know, I have to tell you, it's a really hard number to come up with, Bill, because I have to give a lot of credit to my husband. We're a team. As you mentioned, I'm the CFO for his music business and record label, but he's also super technically savvy. So he was really instrumental in being my partner in crime here. So we put a lot of hours in. So that sweat equity is really hard to pull a number together. So, you know, we were sort of in the range that I mentioned before, but a lot of it was our time. I mean, we invested, you know, a good year up front, and there was a lot of sort of late hours and weekends and sort of not being able to follow through on social commitments just for a while, because like in any startup company, you have to put the time in as well as the money. So for us, we did a lot on our own, but, you know, as far as the other investment, it could really range.
Okay, well, that makes sense. We're talking to Liza Salta, everybody. She is the creator of Liza's Simple Soiree Party Planner. Where can people go if they want to learn more about your party planner? Where would you direct them, Liza?
Great. I'd direct them two places. If you go to the App Store on the Apple, you know, storefront, and you were searching under Simple Soiree or Party Planner, we would come up there. Our website is simple-soiree.com. You can find us there, and it's Soiree is S-O-I-R-E-E. So it's simple-soiree.com, or you can search that same name on the App Store.
Oh, Liza, you're a delightful guest. Thank you so much for coming on Billy Brain and talking about how to create an app for your iPhone. We'll talk to you down the line.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Take care now.